Vili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the Simen Sari Sif Dalid. Bez Hashem will do Simen Sif Dalid through Sif Zayin. Sarich Livtoach Psachim Ochalonos Kenegad Yerushalayim Kideis Paul Kenegdan Vatov Sheh Bebeis HaKnesses Yud Beis Chalonos. There should be windows in the shul. There should be windows in the shul. And it's good that there are 12 windows. Why are there windows in the shul? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if your kavana is batel, you lose your kavana. Yisein ablamarim l'or ha-kavana. You raise your eyes up to look at the sky and then you have more kavana. Oh, Hashem is up in the sky. He runs the whole world. See, normally when you daven, the Mishnah Berurah says your eyes are down. You're not looking around when you daven. Your eyes are down or closed or in the sitter. But if you lose a little kavana to glance up at the heavens a little to get more kavana, that's the idea. Why Dafka 12? That's explained al pi Kabbalah. Why the idea of 12? But that's the Indian of having windows in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah says too, if you're davening in a house, it should also be in a place preferably l'chadchila where there are windows for the same reason. Sifhei. Lo yispal b'mokom parutz k'mo basada. You shouldn't daven in a wide open area, totally unenclosed in a big area. Why? When you're in a room and it's a enclosed room, then there's more emes hamelch. You don't feel totally free. You're supposed to be submissive under Hashem. And out when you're out in an open field, you don't feel any constricted at all. And therefore, that's not the right place to dab. Now, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if you're an ovrei drachim, you're on a trip somewhere, and there is no building to daven in, so then it's mutter to daven basada. But still, mikol makom, the Mishnah Berurah says, if there are trees there, it's better tov yoser yamot sham b'nei vispal. Stand amongst the trees again to feel a bit of a sense of being constricted, not in a wide open area. Rav Nevinsel quotes here Taka something interesting. It says that by Yitzchak, vayetze Yitzchak asuach basada. Yitzchak daven out in the soda. So one answer is lasuach means bein hasichim. He was in the trees and the bushes, and therefore he like the Mishnah Berurah says here, he was in between the trees, and that was like having a mechitzas around him. That's one shot. Or Chazal say it was Makam HaMikdash, and there Vadai, there's Ema Shechina Olav in the Makam HaMikdash. Even though it's Basada, you're still going to feel that sense of Yira in front of Hashem. Well, and that's why Ibn Avasal says, certainly, Vadai Rishayim Lispal Eliyad HaKosel Maravi, Av Shem Makam Pasuach. Certainly, even though by the Kosel it's an open area. I mean, there are walls, but they're very far away. They're far removed, you know, any walls that might be around you. You feel like it's an open area, that's Mutter. Because you have the Emas HaShechina, just like Yitzchak had the Emas HaShechina, we have it as well next to the Kotel, and it's mutter to daven by the Kotel. Oh, the Poski mentioned sometimes when it's too full in the shul and there's the overflow of the crowd goes outside, sometimes you have people davening outside the shul on the sidewalk. So b'shas atchak, that's mutter as long as they're in a place where they're not going to be bothered by people walking back and forth. You have to be careful about that. But that taka happens sometimes when the sidewalk comes up to right to the entrance of the shul and people end up davening on the sidewalk. That's not ideal, but the posim say it's mutter if it's not in a place where you're going to be bothered by people walking back and forth. Well, Sif Vav is based on a Gemara in Maseches Brachos. V'lo b'churva m'nei shechshad m'nei apolos m'nei amazikim. You shouldn't daven the ruins. Like a torn down, broken down building. Either because of a chshad, of a concern, you might be going into the building for immoral purposes. Or it might fall down, it's dangerous. Or there are mazikim, the evil spirits, the shadim, that are around in these ruins. And for those three reasons, a person shouldn't jump in and daven in a churv. If a person's davening there, let's say with his wife, then there's no chshad of znus. He's not going to meet someone there for immoral purposes. And if the ruins seem strong, although it's broken down, but the parts that are up seem strong, then there's no concern of falling down. And if you're with two people or more, then we're not concerned about mazikim. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, if there are shnayim, mutar lekanish ba, imi briya v'chazaka v'eres basada. So theoretically, if you have two people, it's a husband and wife, and they're traveling somewhere, and the husband wants to go in there to daven mincha, that would be mutar, because none of the three reasons that the Shulchan Aruch mentions from the Gemara apply in that case. Well, Siv Zayin. The Gemara has a discussion that it's usher to daven achore beis hakineses, behind the shul, because you're facing the wrong way. Now there are two pshatim here, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes both. One pshat is that you're standing at the door, at the entranceway of the shul, so you're heading into the towards east, and you turn around and face backwards, and you face west. So you can't do that, because it looks like there are two reshuyos. Looks like you're davening in the wrong direction. Hashem's over there, and you're davening in the other direction. So that you can't. So obviously you have to turn and face the same direction as that. You have to face east. The other pshat is that a person is standing, we would say, behind the shul, meaning not on the west side, but on the east side, and your back is to the wall of the shul that is just behind the Aron Kodesh. So here, if you're davening east, then your back is to the shul. And so some of the Rishonim and Mefarshim and the Gemara say that that's usur, because it looks like you're davening the opposite direction of the people in the shul, based on the idea of Acharem El Heichal Hashem, that your back is to the Heichal. So you have to turn and actually face the wall of the shul, meaning you're facing west. That's how some of the Rishonim learn the Gemara. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Roi Lachush L'Divrei Shnem. You have to be choshesh for both opinions. So this means if you're standing behind the shul, you're stuck. You can't face east because then your back is to the shul. And you can't turn and face west because then you're facing the opposite direction of everyone else. That was the first shot. So basically there's no kosher way to daven if you're behind the shul, you know, behind the wall, which is behind the Aron Kodesh. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you're in a separate, how the Shulchan Aruch says, in whom mispal b'bayis hasamach beis kineses, then it's fine. If you're in another building, let's say you're in an apartment, and your apartment is behind the shul. So if you daven facing east, indeed your back is to the shul. But yeah, but your back is to the wall of your house. So then it's clear that you're in a separate rishus, and that would be mutter. And that's how it happens. Some people live, and that's over there. And so they daven east like everyone else, and they're not called a rasha because they're not facing away from the shul because the wall of their house separates. They're in a totally separate rishus. Well, now what if someone is standing on the sides of the shul, on the north side or the south side? So ideally you should face east. But what if you can't face east for some reason? You can't face east. Why can't you face east? Let's say in front of you there's Soa. You're not allowed to daven facing Soa. So you're stuck. So in that case, the Shulchan Aruch says, then Yachzer Panav Leveis Kineses, then you should face towards the shul. And that would be good enough. Even though you're not davening really in the same direction as everyone else, but the Mishnah says you're not davening in an opposite direction. And therefore, in this Shas Adchak, that would be mutter. That would be okay. So if that happens, that type of, again, normally in our world, you would just face east. But if for some reason you can't face east, then you would face towards the shul to avoid this problem. Okay.